Jeter with the walk-off in New York, a baller arrested for domestic violence, and a superstar wrestler a racist. But first, more trouble for the NFL. Yeah, a law enforcement official told the AP that the footage inside the elevator in the Ray Rice case was sent to NFL headquarters' attention to security chief Jeffrey Miller. Now, that was also confirmed by a 12-second voicemail from a female at league office, not only acknowledging the tape had arrived, but adding, "You're right, it's terrible." Of course, Jeffrey Miller is still denying ever seeing the tape. Now, RG3 was needed last night for a pick for Cousins and a fumble. The defense didn't know what was going on out there, according to a mic'd up Arakpo. Eli passed for over 300 yards, 4 TDs, and rushed for another one in the over 30-point blowout. 11 games on Sunday, one more on Monday. I like AR in Chicago. Give me the Packers. I like the Bills in Houston. Give me the Colts over the Titans. I like the Panthers, the Shock, the Ravens, and B more. Levy will lose again. The 49ers will beat the Eagles. I like the Falcons, Chargers, and Lions all to win. Saints at the Cowboys Sunday night under the lights. Beat them last year by 32 points. This one will be ugly as well. Keep in mind, Drew Brees, 8-1 under the Sunday night lights. Speaking of Drew Brees, the $100 million man, you know he was suing his former teammate. He lost $160,000 investing into a movie studio. The two, Kevin Hauser, they finally reached a settlement after 4 years of fighting over this. Bye week for Cincinnati, the Bengals' inspiration, Leah Steele, had that cancerous tumor removed. Steele will undergo another round of chemo. Of course, the four-year-old was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in June. Of course, we are praying for her. Medical bills could reach $1 million, but the league will take care of that. Also, good news. Hey, Jeffrey Taylor, the Charlotte Hornets, arrested in Michigan for domestic violence, also for destruction of property. This happened around 1 a.m. yesterday at the Marriott in Michigan. Now, the policy right now for the NBA, I believe, is 10 games. We'll see what he will get behind this. Hey, Black Sports Online is reporting that D. Wade has officially been awarded custody of his 12-year-old nephew. We do know he was always claiming the boy the whole time anyway. Mm-hmm. Derek Jeter with the walk-off single in the Bronx. They beat the O's. The Nats split a doubleheader yesterday with another doubleheader today. One win away from the best record in the NL. And lastly, get this. Rules at Hulk Hogan's Beachside Restaurant have some people calling the wrestler a racist.
Now Hogan?
Hulk Hogan. Now, you guys tell me, no plain white tees or otherwise oversized tees extending past mid-thigh, no attire containing profanity or otherwise deemed offensive by management, no sports or sleeveless jerseys, no excessive baggy attire. That's okay so far, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No low-hanging pants or shorts. Pants and shorts must be worn at waist. Get this, no hats, caps, or visors worn sideways or back-facing. Hats must be worn fully forward at all times.
Okay.
No do-rags, skull caps, or bandanas.
Okay.
No workout boots, oversized or excessive jewelry. No workout clothing, including tracksuits, jumpsuits, sweatpants, basketball, gym, or mesh shorts. No camouflage, unless in the military. No high-top sneakers. So what do you think?
That makes him racist?
Well, that's what some
are saying. I guess you have to wear a suit. Attire? You can wear a suit. Well, Going where?
It's restaurant.
It's a restaurant, and it is a beachside property. So he's saying that, you know, this is a beach spot, and so
that's
you should be.
That's a hell of a lot of rules.
A lot of rules.
Sorry, I know a lot of white guys that wear their hats backward.
And who doesn't wear high-top sneakers?
That's a reach, though.
Listen,
they want to call him a racist because of that?
The work boots and the excessive jewelry.
He's not a racist. He's just trying to keep you out, Chief. You can go dress like you dress right now.
Get Paul Wall walking in.
Neither could I.